Welcome to Duck Bites, a podcast for kids by kids.
I cannot believe this is our 10th episode.
To start this episode off, some people are going to be telling you what's happening at our school.
Last week, we made a Remembrance Day podcast.
Some grade 4-5 slender with special cameras to go straight up to the graves. When we got to the graveyard, we would record them walking up to the graves and record for our podcast.
We watch it this Remembrance Day.
It looked really good. It took a really long time and a lot of effort to make this Remembrance Day podcast.
The Remembrance Day podcast took a couple of days, but before we made Remembrance Day posters.
You are probably wondering why we did it. Is because we want to remember our local inventions.
Back to you, host.
Nice! Now interview with Owen Hook.
Hello. Can you introduce yourself and tell our audience why you're here today?
I'm Owen Cook, and I'm here because I like working with history.
Very cool. What do you love about what you do?
I do it because I think it teaches about ourselves. We learn not only what, where, and when, but we learn what we try to do is learn why.
Very cool. What skills does a person need to be good at what you do?
A love of history, a bit of a mind for details, some idea of organization, that's all.
Very cool. What brings you joy and gratitude today?
Oh, I think finding something new for somebody who comes in here.
Thank you.
We have got some great interviewers. Now what's going on? Around the world.
Little free libraries / LFLs are things people have in their neighborhoods.
Little free libraries are the size of these little boxes. Sometimes in yards, they are like the size of a dollhouse. People sometimes put books in them.
People also put games, seeds, plants, and many other things in them.
Little free libraries have free access to everyone.
That was over the moon. Now a quest-tastic book called Mr. Lemoncello's Library.
Today we are going to read Mr. Lemoncello's Library by Chris Gravenston. We will start reading on page 1. Let's get reading.
This is how Kyle Keekly got grounded for a week. First, he took a shortcut through his mother's favorite rose bush.
Yes, the thorns hurt, but having crashed through brambles and trampled a few pet knees, he had a 5-second jump on his oldest brother, Mike. Both Kyle and his big brother knew exactly where to find what they needed to win the game inside the house. Kyle had already found the pine cone to complete his outdoors round. He was pretty sure Mike had snagged his yellow flower. It was June. Dandelions were everywhere.
Give it up, Kyle, shouted Mike as the brothers dashed up the driveway. You don't stand a chance. Mike zoomed past Kyle and headed for the front door, wiping out Kyle's temporary lead. Of course he did. 7-year-old Mike Keeley was a total jock, a high school superstar. Football, basketball, baseball. If it had a ball, Mike Keeley was good at it. Kyle, who was 12, wasn't the star of anything.
Kyle's other brother,
Curtis, who was 15, was still trapped over in the neighbor's yard dealing with their dog. Curtis was the smartest Keeley, but for his outdoors round, he had pulled the always unfortunate your neighbor's dog's toy card. Any dog card was basically the same as a loose turd. As for why the three Keeley brothers were running around their neighborhood on a Saturday afternoon like crazed lunatics, grabbing all sorts of wacky stuff, well, if was their mother's fault.
She was the one who had suggested, if you boys are bored, play a board game. So Kyle had gotten down into the basement and dug up one of his all-time favorites, Mr. Limoncello's Indoor-Outdoor Scavenger Hunt. It had been a huge hit for Mr. Limoncello, the master game marker. Kyle and his brothers had played so much when they were younger. Mr. Keeley wrote to Mr. Limoncello's library company for a refresher packet of clue cards. The new cards listed all sorts of different bizarre stuff. If you need to find...
like an old man's droopy underpants and one dirty dish and a rotten banana peel.
Yucky.
We give this book a 4 out of 5 thumbs up. We think you should keep reading because it is an interesting book to read.
Those are some great readers. Now the challenge of the week.
Our challenge of the week is make in a trailer for a book.
Our trailer that we made for a book is Escape from Mr. Limoncello's Library. But you can do anything you like and show people you know.
We used iMovie.
But you can use Wii Video.
Here is our video. If you are only listening, there will be just music.
If you have liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe to get future episodes.
Yes, and you can also follow us on Instagram and our YouTube channel for updates.
Can't wait for the next episode on Duck Bites! Quack out!
Quack, 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 quack!